USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As they set their sights on moving to the White House, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris appeared together for the first time as the presumptive Democratic presidential ticket. Without the crowd and fanfare that usually accompanies a big campaign moment, Joe Biden appeared for the first time with his running mate in a Wilmington, Delaware high school.
Kamala knows how to govern. She knows how to make the hard calls. She's ready to do this job on day one. And we're both ready to get to work rebuilding this nation and building it better.
Harris said they want to set a new direction for the country.
You don't have to accept the failed government of Donald Trump and Mike Pence. In just 83 days, we have a chance to choose a better future.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
There's been more sports cancellations due to COVID-19. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
The Big Ten and Pac-12 postponed all fall sports to the spring. No football, cross-country, volleyball, soccer, or field hockey. Ohio Congressman Anthony Gonzalez played in the Big Ten for Ohio State. He's not a fan of this move.
If you're inside of the college football system, you're connected to your coaches, you're connected to the medical staff, you're connected to the infrastructure, that is incredible that's going to give you the best chance of beating the virus. Now, if you cancel the games, right, now all of a sudden these kids don't have anything to look forward to in the fall. Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays, wide open. They'll be out doing what college kids do. And so my argument would be that inside of that college football system, the support system is so incredible that I believe that gives them the best chance of avoiding the virus, but also overcoming it should they contract.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A produce company in Washington has issued a recall for salsa made from onions linked to a salmonella outbreak that has sickened more than 600 people. Spokane Produce recalled several varieties of salsa products, including Saddling Up Salsa in mild, medium, and hot, and also Salsa Verde. The company said that no other products that it makes were affected. They also said no illnesses have been reported in association with its product. The recall was initiated after another one was issued by Thompson International earlier this month for red, yellow, and white onions linked to a salmonella outbreak. The FDA said at least 640 people have been sickened by the outbreak, including 85 who've been hospitalized. Illnesses have been reported in 43 states. The Spokane Produce products were distributed in Idaho, Montana, Oregon, and Washington between May 13th and August 19th. Other companies that use the produce in prepared foods have also recalled their products, including pasta and chicken salad sold by Taylor Farms and diced onions sold by Marketside. Thompson International onions are sold at various stores including Kroger, Publix, and Giant Eagle. The affected produce may not carry a label indicating their origin, so the FDA is recommending that consumers throw away any onions of unknown origin. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.